To use a Facebook example again, when Facebook's growth slowed in 2008, Mark instituted a growth group. They worked on very small things to make Facebook grow faster. All of these by themselves seemed really small, but they got the curve of Facebook back up. It quickly became the most prestigious group there. Mark has said that it's been one of Facebook's best innovations. According to friends of mine that worked at Facebook at the time, it really turned around the dynamic of the company. And it went from this thing where everyone was feeling bad and momentum was gone, back to a place that was winning. So a good way to keep momentum is to establish an operating rhythm in the company early, where you ship product and launch new features on this regular basis, where you're reviewing metrics, you know, every week with the entire company. This is actually one of the best things your board can do for you. Boards add value to business strategy only rarely, but very frequently you can use them as a forcing function to get the company to care about metrics and milestones. One thing that often disrupts momentum and really shouldn't is competitors. Competitors making noise in the press, I think, probably crushes a company's momentum more often than any other external factor. So here's a good rule of thumb. Don't worry about a competitor at all until they're actually beating you with a real shipped product. Press releases are easier to write than code, and that is still easier than making a great product. So remind your company of this, and this is sort of a founder's rule, is not to let the company get down because of the competitors in the press. This great quote from Henry Ford that I love. The competitor to be feared is one who never bothers about you at all, but goes on making his own business better all the time. These are almost never the companies that put out a lot of press releases and that bum people out. Should we move on to this section? You know what? We'll cover this in a later lecture. I will talk about finance, deal making, and distribution. Are there any questions? Okay, so on Tuesday, Paul Graham is going to speak. See you then. Thank you.